Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues, here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Walker and Ray, and Steve Jordahl's come over from across the street to be with us.
Hello, everybody.
You have to weather. You have to take whatever weather is out there.
That's
for
right.
Your, what, 60-second right. Walk across the street?
Yeah, I have been lobbying you guys to put a big roof over this complex like they have at that big hotel in Nashville.
The Opryland Hotel?
The Opryland Hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we could put something over that goes over the whole street, you know, just one roof.
And yeah.
That would make my life a little easier
like
there,
that
too.
Idea.
We are doing something called a new building.
Well, there is that.
And we're all going to be on one side of the street.
That's right. You guys coming over to my side, as I understand it. I'm very, very grateful for that. Looking forward to
that. Hey, Steve, do you know any more about this celebration that the president's attending in South Dakota?
Well, it's at Mount Rushmore. And he's going to.
But when is it? Do you know when it is?
I don't know.
I need to look that up.
Yeah, I'll look at. I'll look.
Is it going to be at night or during the day? Or
they're doing fireworks, so I'm assuming it's going to at least last into the evening. So the president's going, and our own
Sandy.
Sandy Rios is also going to be there.
Yeah, Sandy said she's going to be there.
Yeah.
You ought to drive up there, Ray. How was it? 10 hours for you?
Something not like that? Not too far. Look, everybody should go to Mount Rushmore. I've been there twice. It's spectacular. There's no place like it in America. They call it the Shrine of Democracy for a reason. I'm glad the president's going there. Guys, it's worth the trip. That's for sure.
I'm going to watch that. I want to watch that on TV. All right, Steve, what do you got?
Oh, I want you to. We can all. Rest easy now. KIPP schools. KIPP is KIPP. It's a string of charter schools across the United States. I'm relieved they have retired their motto. Their motto is "Work hard, be nice."
What?
Work hard, be nice. But they've retired it.
Wait a minute. They've retired it.
They have. You don't want to know why?
Yeah, yeah.
It diminishes the significant effort required to dismantle systemic racism. It places value on being compliant and submissive. It supports the illusion of meritocracy, and it does not align with our vision of students being free to create the future they want.
What?
Work hard, be nice.
I got to do Scooby-Doo right here.
I know.
Huh? Tilting my head and Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Who are these? What's this school name now?
KIPP. KIPP.
Have you ever heard of it?
I have, just in passing. It's a nonprofit charter school organization. They organize and create and run
work
charter
hard,
charter schools.
Work hard, be nice.
Work hard, be nice.
Going away.
Is systemic? Is that's racial?
It diminishes racist? The significant effort required to dismantle systemic racism.
So what's the new motto? Work hard, be woke.
I'm thinking that's it. I don't know, but that would be a good one.
The world's gone mad here. Hopefully this is temporary, but this is
good night.
Good. Okay. Well, that's. I won't be sending my kid to KIPP school.
Okay.
They wouldn't go anyway. I don't even know what that is, but I guess a lot of people do.
Yeah, you got 1,000 charter schools or so across the country.
Well, in the mere fact of a charter school having a charter school, isn't that part of systemic racism? Because it's private, right?
Could be. Well, no, they're actually public. In most cases, charter schools are attached to the public school district, and you can send your child there. It's just that they have different rules that they run by.
What are they run by?
Well, they're more. For example, if you go to a one that focuses on the sciences, you can do a lot of classes that have just the sciences that excels at that. It involves parents a lot more. The teachers are not unionized at these.
It sounds elitist to me, Steve.
Well, the good thing about charter schools is that they self-police.
So you're telling me they got police?
No. I'm telling you that if they fail, they close, unlike their public school counterparts who just keep failing and keep failing. If a charter school fails, it goes out of business.
Yeah. All right. Well, next story.
All right. I'm kind of amused at some of these protesters who think they can protest however they want and there should be no consequence. I don't know if you've seen online the young people, white privileged young people, I should say, standing in front of cop cars, and the cops, who in one case thought they were being fired on, start driving and then finally drive through these people, and they're shocked that they don't respect the police. This is our right to protest. How can you run over us like that? Well, it came back to bite one young lady. A recent Harvard grad, just graduated this June from Harvard. She got a job at Deloitte as a business analyst.
Is that a financial company?
It is. And she said it was her dream job. But okay. She is just out of Harvard. So she had something to say to all those people who are not on the Black Lives Matter train.
She went on TikTok,
which is another social media platform. Yes, it is. And listen to what she said. This is cut six.
The next person who has the sheer nerve, the sheer entitled caucasity to say all lives matter, I'm going to stab you. I'm going to stab you. And while you're struggling and bleeding out, I'm going to show you my paper cut and say, my cut matters too.
Yeah. Caucasity is a word that I hadn't heard before. It's Caucasian audacity.
So she just graduated from Harvard, gets her dream job.
Yeah.
If she decides that she wants to tell the world what we just heard.
What we just heard, right.
She wants to kill somebody.
But right. Social media is forever.
Yeah.
And her employer found this, Deloitte found this, and they fired her. So
good for them.
Today, this was her on, and I can even give you her name. Her name is Clara Janover. This is Clara Janover this morning, cut seven.
Trump supporters took my job away from me. I've gotten death threats, rape threats, violent threats. It was okay.
Poor thing.
But now it doesn't make my future. My future is entirely compromised because Trump supporters have decided to come for my life.
Yeah.
Trump supporters have decided to come for my life.
You talk about blame game, Ray.
Wow.
She does what she does about cutting people's throat and watching them bleed out a video. Right. And then 24 hours later, she loses her job because this company,
Right.
lets her go because she does something idiotic like this, hateful.
And if you're going to say something like that, you're going to lose your job. That's nothing to do with Trump supporters,
right.
Period.
Now, and she couldn't own up to it. She blamed Trump supporters.
Trump supporters are ruining my life.
Somebody has something wrong with them who feels like the world needs to hear their every emotion. Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, this social media has been... I know it's got its upside, but it's got a lot of downside.
It brings out the worst in people. Because instead of thinking about stuff, they just post it.
You know what I was thinking the other day is this whole Black Lives Matter movement, the whole systemic racism, all of this would not have happened without technology, the social media. If we didn't have the videos of the police brutalizing and in fact, in some places, killing unarmed black men unjustly, then it wouldn't be an issue. People, if they wanted to make the issue for systemic racism, would have to bring statistics into bear.
Yeah.
Statistics.
A lot of what's going on right now is not based on facts or statistics.
Right.
It's based on emotionalism.
That's right.
Or one video or a video here or there.
Right.
But particularly the social media that people want to tell their thoughts about something instantaneously.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just not good, I don't think, on balance. But it is what it is. It's a reality today, and you better be careful and better be thoughtful about what you do and say, because it could come back to bite you, as it did with this young woman. And I don't know why she feels so hateful in her heart towards people. She doesn't even know. To say, because people want to. She doesn't. She says she wanted to kill people who said all lives matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
Stab you. Stab you.
She said, stab you and watch you bleed out.
Yeah.
And all right, next topic.
Republican Senators Ron Johnson from Wisconsin and James Lankford from Oklahoma have introduced an amendment to a bill by Senator John Cornyn of Texas, another Republican. This amendment would cancel Columbus Day and put Juneteenth in its place. It would get rid of Columbus Day and make Juneteenth a new federal holiday.
Why are they going? Why are people going after Christopher Columbus and Columbus Day?
The woke crowd will tell you that if it weren't for Columbus, then none of the white guilt would be around. We'd all be in Europe still.
He's a player in Western history, and he needs to be wiped out.
We had Stephen McDowell on about this a few weeks ago. There's a long story that he gave having to do with Christopher Columbus. It's not as simple as the woke crowd saying, oh, he was for genocide or something like that. I know this is a matter of degree sometimes, but if we are going to start down the road of canceling all people in the history of the world,
right?
To be consistent, we're going to have to go back to Adam and Eve. Not that these people believe in creation, but to cancel out people who do great things and make contributions to human history. And we want to, because the left, some professor says they did something or said something way back when, one time or two times or whatever, then we eradicate their memory.
Well, in the end, you eradicate all history, because outside of Jesus, there's never been a man or woman on planet Earth who has not sinned, right? There's never been, and I don't care whether it's Confucius or Buddha or Muhammad or Charlemagne or Napoleon, or you pick your hero, right, in any field. If you look close enough at any great hero, you're going to find flaws, misdeeds, missteps.
Any person.
The end of this is you wipe out all history together.
Yeah, these Republican senators ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Who is it? Senator Lankford?
Senator Lankford, Senator Ron Johnson, Senator John Cornyn.
They want to get rid of Columbus Day?
Cornyn only wants to establish Juneteenth as a holiday.
Okay, Juneteenth is something nobody heard of till this year, which is a celebration of the Emancipation Proclamation, right?
It's the day that the slaves in Texas heard that they were freed.
Right, which is but the symbolism there is of freeing the slaves.
Right. Sure, it's a notable day.
Right,
sure.
So I don't have a problem with celebrating that. Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a good thing to celebrate. I'd never heard of it till this year. Maybe y'all had. I saw on Tucker Carlson that President Obama never said anything about it.
Right.
When he or Biden, they were in office, they never said anything about Juneteenth. And they never said anything, as I know, about getting rid of Christopher Columbus, honoring Christopher Columbus and his contributions.
This is why people get Republican voters get frustrated at the Republican Party, because they're always on defense. They're always being so defensive. Same thing with Senator Mike Braun, who was on Tucker Carlson earlier this week.
From Indiana.
He is introducing legislation to make it easier to sue police officers.
Right. In fact,
to do away with qualified immunity. And he could not give a logical, compelling reason why we need to do that.
No.
Other than, we just need to respond to the current climate.
He also said what happened, Braun did, was egregious to the Rayshard Brooks, the guy who aimed the taser at the cop. The cop shot him and he died.
Right.
He just said he shouldn't have shot him.
Right.
Tucker had Braun on.
Right.
And did an interview with him, but said it was so bad. Well, you may have seen part of it, but I'm reading his
You're reading what?
This is his monologue, which I would encourage. I'm going to play a little bit of it, but this is the headline on Fox is Tucker Carlson: voters need to demand change from the GOP. And he said, even though the highly revolutionary year of 2020, these don't seem like winning positions in the state of Indiana, talking about reducing qualified immunity. So we asked Mike Braun to explain how that works exactly, and it didn't go well. We're not going to play the tape. It would feel like piling on. Basically, you try to nail him down and ask him. But
yeah.
Tucker is saying that the Republicans are cowardly. and they need to change, and they need to step up and get with the program and start fighting for things. I want you to hear cut 10.
Republicans at all levels could lose this fall. If they do, there will be profound consequences for you. People who supported Donald Trump will be punished. If you want to be left alone to do your job and raise your family in this country, you will need a protector. That protector must be the Republican Party. There are no other options, but it must be a very different kind of Republican Party. Going forward, Republican voters should demand three things from their candidates. First is vigorous defense of total equality under the law. Wealth, appearance, ancestry can play no role whatsoever in the eyes of the law. Second, Republicans must defend our freedom of speech. No speech means no science, no art, no civilization. And finally, we must never forget that in the end, the Republican Party exists to serve the interests of normal people, ordinary people.
I cut that down a lot.
Yeah.
It's a 6 or 7 minute monologue. Yeah. But it's worth a listen.
Yeah, I don't know what on earth Senator Lankford and these others are trying to do here. Well, I know what they're trying to do, but I don't know why they're trying to do it. Why don't we have to nix Columbus Day to replace it with Juneteenth?
It appears, I'm just going to tell you the appearance. The appearance is they're wanting to say, hey, I'm woke too.
Right, yeah.
Here, and I can point to this.
Yeah.
Stick their finger in the air and the wind's blowing that way.
If they want to create another federal holiday, why don't they just do that?
Yes.
And leave Columbus Day alone?
That's what I say.
Well, one of the senators did have an answer to that. This is Senator Johnson, who said in response to a bipartisan effort to give federal workers another day of paid leave by designated Juneteenth, a federal holiday, we've offered a counterproposal that does not put us in further debt. We support celebrating emancipation.
My eyes are rolling right here.
It's $1 trillion here, $1 trillion there.
My sole motivation for offering this amendment to the Juneteenth bill is to prevent giving federal workers another paid holiday and incurring additional cost.
That's a bunch of garbage, and here's why. These elected representatives, the vast majority, have no concern about debt.
Republicans. Democrat.
Yeah, right, oh, I would say over 90% of congressmen and women and senators have zero concern about debt. There's maybe Rand Paul and maybe a few others on one hand I can count that actually care about our debt.
Right.
And the rest of them don't give a
rip. So you're not buying that?
No, and so to say that, well, we need to save probably, I don't know how much it costs to run the federal government for a day, maybe millions,
I don't
know.
And employees.
Yeah, right. but to act like we can't create one more holiday because of the debt. Ooh, the debt. No.
Well, why don't you just make Juneteenth, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Why don't you make, it wouldn't matter to me either way. You could say Columbus Day is a national holiday, leave it alone, but make people come into work. Make the federal government, we come into work on Columbus Day.
Yeah.
So I don't know that many private companies or businesses.
Ed, he's Italian, Ed, and I don't think he works on Columbus Day. He might sit in his office, but
I don't know. You're talking about saving costs. They're paying, we're paying the entire federal government when they're not working right now.
When you take away Columbus Day, which has been a holiday forever here in the United States of America, we all grew up learning about Christopher Columbus and sailing the ocean blue in 1492 and discovering that thought he was on the way to India.
Did he ever make it to America? He stopped in the West Indies.
West Indies, Bahamas.
Did he ever make it to the mainland?
I don't think so. Wow. Maybe he did Florida, but he came to the West Indies.
Close enough.
He came to the Bahamas. But it's a wonderful story. So when you by taking away the national holiday for Columbus, you're agreeing with the left that he was a bad person. That's the implication here. Now I'm not saying that Senators Lankford and what's the other gentleman
Johnson.
Where's he from?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin would say that. I don't want to put those words in their mouth, but by doing this is what they are implying. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Next story, Steve.
The Washington Redskins are looking to build a new stadium in the city.
The Washington what?
Yeah. Well, it might not be for long. So this is what they have a new stadium. It's called RFK Stadium in D.C. that they're building. But the city of D.C. is saying you cannot come into our venue. You can't come back to D.C. unless you change the name Redskin.
Well, a couple things right there. First of all, owner of the Redskins, Daniel Snyder, he's fought this a number of times, that is changing the name of his franchise. So he's not going to be in favor of that. Number two, as I understand it, they've surveyed Native Americans many times, and Native Americans overall are not offended by this use of Redskins.
They really honor the tradition.
Right. However, that being said, if you're going to claim to be woke, you're going to have to say this is racist language. Now, Tony Dungy says he won't use the word Redskins.
Yeah, a couple other people.
Yes,
as well.
And I understand how that would you want to be called the Washington Blackskins, Brownskins, Whiteskins?
Rumors are that they're going to change it to the Washington Crackers, but I'm not sure if that's
Washington Crackers.
Oh, no.
Oh, Steve. Oh, my word. Okay, but here's my point. If you're going to claim to be woke and you want to respect everybody and this is the language of the left and get rid of white European thinking, however you want to put it, because they were the ones who went against the Indians, right? The Redskins. Then, and you're an NFL player. I've mentioned this before. And you're going to take a knee during the national anthem. It's hypocritical. Not that hypocrisy stopped the left, but it's hypocritical to take a paycheck from a team called the Washington Redskins while you call yourself woke and you take a knee during the national anthem. That's number one. Number two, Ray, I didn't know they were building a new stadium for the Redskins. They got that one there in Maryland's like.
Yeah, it's not that old.
Not
is
that
it?
Old. And I don't know where you. So.
Well, what are they going to do with the stadium if the Redskins don't come and play there?
Yeah, you got to wonder.
Who's paying for that, I wonder?
Well,
for that stadium?
I assume if the city council or the mayor or whoever's making the demand is making the demand that the city's pitching in at least.
So you're saying the city of Washington D.C. is saying to the Redskins either you change your name or you can't come play in the stadium?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But all right, go ahead.
All right. How much time do I have, Brent? Okay, I can't play my clip. Let's go to the best from the Babylon Bee to end today. I've always had this question. This has nothing to do with anything we've been talking about, but I've always had this question: do my dogs and cats go to heaven? Because as a kid, that's what you hear. Well, the father who instills sound doctrine in children also guarantees they'll see Mittens the cat in heaven. So, do you think? My dad has the perfect answer for this, by the way. My dad, who's a pastor.
Yeah.
He says, heaven will be made up of anything that you need to be happy and to be fulfilled.
Good answer. That's a good answer.
And if
answer.
You really need your dog in heaven to be fulfilled, then
he'll be there.
He'll be
right.
There.
Hey, Ray, you got a 4th of July special coming up, right?
Coming up on Saturday afternoon across the network, 4:30 Central Time. It's called America, the Handwriting is on the Wall. 4:30 Saturday across the network.
Okay. And we will be here live tomorrow for Trivia Friday. JJ and Ed will be here with me, and we'll see you back here then. If you can't join us, we hope you have a wonderful Independence Day weekend celebration. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.